It's Tuesday, July 18th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Economic discussions dip and AI conversations surge among CEOs. Managed security services reduces cyber incident impact, says Optiv. And public cloud is primary computing platform for two-thirds of companies. This is the Business of Tech. IoT Analytics released their latest What CEOs Talked About analysis, focusing on Q2 2023. Three themes noticeably gained traction in earnings calls in Q2 2023. First, AI and generative AI. Second, bank troubles. And third, reshoring. Discussions around economic uncertainty, sustainability, and supply chain disruptions lost traction. The mention of generative AI experienced a significant increase of 129% in the last quarter, with 6% of discussions explicitly referencing it. There was a notable decline in the number of CEOs discussing inflation, with only 50% mentioning the keyword, a 21% decrease from the previous quarter. Similarly, other related topics also experienced a decline in prominence, with interest rates being discussed by only 33%, down 13%, of those CEOs, and the term recession being mentioned in just 18% of all earnings calls in Q2 2023, down 15%. Why do we care? The reason to consider a sentiment survey is to get in your customer's head, listening to customers. They're less concerned about the economy and more interested in AI. That's excellent news for the technology services space and why we care. And while I'm on some trending data, Optiv's new report of cybersecurity leaders reveals that 73% of organizations saw a reduction in the impact of disruptive cyber incidents due to their partnership with managed security services and managed detection and response providers. That compares favorably to 14% seeing no impact. When asked to identify the top three challenges from a list of eight options to their SecOps programs, the following were most frequently ranked: hiring and retaining security talent at 58%, increasing sophistication of threat actors at 57%, and consistently expanding attack service at 57%. Additionally, 33% of respondents identified too many security tools that are not well integrated as a top three challenge, closely mirroring a trend Optiv has seen in the market. Why do we care? There's a certain obviousness to invest in security with a provider and things get better, which backs up the idea that more tools are not the answer. Today's a bit of a market pulse and its continued positive indicators. In cloud data, Forrester found that 9 in 10 companies have some cloud footprint, even if they continue to invest in on-prem compute, and 88% of companies using public cloud do business with more than one provider. Over two-thirds of the more than 600 organizations surveyed rely on the public cloud as their primary computing platform. The Forrester report also focused on the data center buildouts by AWS, Microsoft, and Google, with all three amid costly buildouts. Synergy Research looked at those data centers. In 2017, on-prem data centers accounted for 60% of capacity, and the firm is projecting that the number will be cut in half by 2027. The statement, growth will be unchanged for this portion of the market. Synergy predicts that cloud providers will control over half the capacity in 5 years, and the on-prem number will fall to 30%. Quoting TechCrunch, Synergy's spending numbers tell a clearer story. 10 years ago, enterprises were spending over $80 billion per year on IT hardware and software for their own data centers, while spending well under $10 billion on burgeoning cloud infrastructure services. Fast forward to the present day, and spending on data center hardware and software has only grown by an average of 2% per year, while spending on cloud services has ballooned, growing by an average of 42% per year to reach $227 billion in 2022, per Synergy reporting. Why do we care? The small private data center isn't going extinct, but it's not the area of growth nor the future. Just like mainframes of the past, they'll be maintained over time, but will not be the expansion or growth area. There's money to be made there, yet if you're looking for growth, you'll find it in the cloud. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Dapper Your Data Day. Clean your digital footprint or offer that as a service. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msparadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.